Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Lewis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is June Liu from the Box Press Studio and from the Pastani Studio, John McTavish. How you guys doing?
Doing well, man. Thanks for asking.
Absolutely. So today we are talking about let me see if I can find this picture. Espinosa Las Provincias ZDT. It's a Toro Extra, I guess, 6.5 inch by 47, maybe kind of a short Churchill even. Comes out of the San Latano factory in Nicaragua. Wrappers Nicaragua and Corojo, binder and filler both from Nicaragua, blended by Hector Alfonso. Price point is $18, and the cigar was released in November of 2023. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your overall experience like with this cigar?
What's ZDT stand for, by the way?
This is John's department.
Oh, man, I'm on the spot. I think it stands for one of the growing regions in...
it's one of the original six provinces that
was in Cuba,
but I don't remember.
It'd be Zona del Tabacos, I think, or Zona del something. I should be on top of that, and I'm not. I am not
prepared. Go ahead, Gina. I'll look it up for you, and we'll...
just made me wonder. I was like, what is this? I thought the cigar was good. I thought it was a bit of a deviation from like that typical Espinosa profile, where you kind of get that you don't get that like kind of initial spice kick and that kind of a thing. But instead, I thought it was a very like a balanced, cohesive profile. A lot of notes that I got were just like really. Like the white notes, right? And even with the spice, I didn't think that it was ever, like, you know, peaky or well, stored. It was never off balance. So I really enjoyed it. But I would say that if you're enjoy the typical like that spicier, deeper kind of a profile that Espinosa does, but also layering in the enough of the like softer notes, this isn't that. This is more of a like nuanced. Profile for me.
All right, John, how about you?
I had a very different experience than June. I'm actually kind of surprised he liked it. Kind of figured he'd be a little rough on this. So I would have described the last Espinosa Las Provincias as a lot more sort of nuanced and subtle. I kind of found this one a little more on the aggressive side, and by aggressive I mean like this to me kind of more fit in the Espinosa typical profile. First third for me started with sort of a lot of chocolate and coffee, a lot of intensity in the finish. I got a little bit of wood, and then I got sweet tobacco, medium strength spices, and then some pepper that I kind of described as like a little raw. Like, you know, when you get a lot of sort of really rough, fresh, coarse pepper, that came through in the first third. And there were certainly moments where I was worried that it was going to overwhelm the rest of the profile, but I think it was pretty balanced overall. So I scored the first third good. And then the second third, that pepper kind of started out. So like that was leading into the second third. And I was like, oh man. And it was good. Pardon me. I enjoyed it, but the profile didn't come together in a way that I thought sort of elevated above a lot of the other stuff that Espinosa does. So I didn't really find this particularly elegant in the way that the last release was. So, you know, it did have the pepper elements. It did have some wood. It did have a little bit of chocolate and earth, but it just didn't balance out for me. And then the last third, kind of sweet tobacco, wood, pepper again in the center of the profile. So, you know, for flavor profile overall for me, I'd say this was above average. Did have some issues with the burn a little bit, waviness throughout. I had to do a touch up, and then the burn kind of stalled out on me, went out in the last third, so I had to do a relight. Draw is perfect. So yeah, pretty, above average. How about you, Aaron?
I looked it up. It's Pinar del Rio. Obviously they wouldn't be able to use PDR in the title of the cigar. So
yeah.
I think, you know, however, ZDT comes up from the original naming of the area. So for me, cigar started with creamy toasted cedar, bold black pepper, and some light earth. Just some changes in flavorfulness in the second third. And then the final third, the toast level became pretty heavy, and some wood bitterness joined in for a bit. I thought the cigar had a nice start. Even though the black pepper was pretty bold, second, third dropped a level as the flavors become a bit muddled and kind of maintain that level the rest of the way. I think if you're a pepper fan, definitely a cigar to try. But for me, it just didn't really deliver an exciting flavor profile throughout to really keep me engaged. So not a cigar I see myself coming back to. It has a quite high price point, so that also plays into it. So just not a cigar for me, really. All right, let's get into the scores. We're going to start at the top with June at 6.72.
Wow.
Seth and I both gave it a 6 even, and then John gave it a 5.9. So pretty much John, Seth, and I are all pretty much dead on, and June is just really having his best cigar year ever right now. So June, how'd that 6.72 match up for you?
I think I smoked the wrong cigar. I thought it was really good. As a matter of fact, I thought quite the opposite, where this is probably the best one out of the series that I've had by far.
Wow.
And Seth said the same thing, but at 6, him saying that the series wasn't all that great for him, I guess. So
yeah, I also agree with that. The series in general wasn't that great.
Yeah. My 6 even matched up well, above average flavor profile, really good construction. Just a little bit of a wavy burn. I think it was just a little bit of a wavy burn is what I had knocked it down for. No, it just went out once in the final third. But otherwise it was straight burn. So that was kind of a weird thing. But yeah, it kind of gets it right to that 6 mark. So John, have that 5.9 matchup for you.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, I think I'm kind of right there on the low 6s. It's interesting we had a burn issue in the same place, but you know, it's not an inexpensive cigar. As we've said before, they're not all going to be bangers. Just because I didn't like it and I'm an Espinosa fanboy, June seemed to really like it. So, you know, to all the people that want to comment on YouTube and say we hate cigars, we don't hate cigars, and June liked it. So shut up. Just kidding. Yeah, score matches up pretty well.
Any final thoughts from you guys on this one?
So this is the end of the series, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think this is the end of the series, right?
I think there's one more.
Is there one more? I thought this was the last one in the series.
No, let me just double check my notes to make sure I am on top of it.
There should be 6 total, right?
Yeah,
that would make sense. And yes, there is. ORT will be this year.
ORT.
And that should be the code for finale.
Something that.
And then, and then I think after that, they probably are going to do like the year after, they'll do like a sampler version.
Oh, that'd be sweet, actually. Actually, that would be really cool. You know, to be able to get all 6 in one great
series.
But then, yeah, I think you have to smoke all 6 at once while doing a live review.
Now, are all of this in a sampler pack from the original releases
or
remakes?
Oh.
Well, that would be tough to do, I think. So I don't believe that.
They have some back, probably.
I don't believe that would be the case. I think they would try to recreate, especially since they come out of AJ.
That seems like it'd be tough, though. No, because some of the tobaccos, some of the wrapper tobacco, I'm not sure you're going to be able to.
Maybe.
I mean, they must have held bales back.
We'll see.
Yeah.
That's cool, like though. Rocky, I mean, it's Vintage 1990, you know?
Yeah. I think it's been a fun project. I like to see projects like this. You know, I'd say I probably enjoyed so far. I think 2 out of the 5 I really enjoyed, and then 1, you know, was kind of in the okay mark. But it's a look. I like fun projects like this. It's interesting. It's different. You know, yeah.
All right. Wherever you're catching this video, be sure to like and subscribe. But check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalace.com. You can follow us on all the social media channels. You can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.
Zona del Tabacos.